Good morning. I'm Don Molino in the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network Studios, powered by Louisiana Propane. President Donald Trump, as expected, announced a $12 billion aid package Monday afternoon. Administration officials told the Associated Press it'll be a boost for farmers struggling to sell their crops due to months-long trade war with China and many other overseas markets. Trump unveiled the plan at a White House roundtable with Treasurer and Agriculture Secretary Scott Bissett and Brooke Rollins, as well as lawmakers and farmers who grow commodities like corn, soybeans, cotton, and many others. Up to $11 billion is set aside for the USDA's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which the administration says will offer a one-time payment to farmers of row crops of all kinds. The rest will be for U.S. farmers growing crops not covered under the Bridge Assessment Program. Rollins told reporters specific amounts for those eligible farmers will be known by the end of this month, with checks arriving sometime in February.
QT Market Center offers today's elevators, farmers, and ranchers a comprehensive, web-based, real-time commodity quotes and charting platform, including smartphone access. Become active with QT Market Center, accessing their user-friendly system with the tools and information you need to stay up to date with the latest in commodity markets. Customize QT. Access the latest government reports, news, and weather in one place. QT Market Center is designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Start a free trial today and access the tools you need to keep up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Better information for more informed business decisions. Go to qtmarketcenter.com or call 800-240-8761 today. That's 800-240-8761. 800-240-8761 and qtmarketcenter.com.
I'm Richard Futno, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Northeast Louisiana cotton producer Marshall Hardwick says the infrastructure is vital to cotton production in Louisiana.
We're co-op owners in the gin and the warehouse, so that provides some type of revenue for us back to the farm. We've got things to consider like crop rotation. Even if you got a profitable crop, you can't grow it on every acre. So you got to have some kind of rotation. The grain market is not as strong as it used to be for us. So we're trying to limit our losses in whatever acre we can. We still have to maintain our ultimate goal of crop rotation. Rotation being one of the most fundamental farming practices to help reduce pesticides just in our field. And we love to grow cotton. It's our favorite crop to grow. You just hope that it's a short problem that we have in the market, and the market will recover to where, you know, we can grow more acres and we can grow than we're currently growing.
This is the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Ag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Ag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerAg.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
At the Board of Trade Tuesday afternoon, January soybeans finished 10.87 and a quarter, down 6.5. March cotton, 63.87, up 19. January rice, 10.09 and a half, down 5. March corn, 4.48, up 4.25. March wheat at Chicago, 5.34 and a half, down a quarter. March sugar unchanged, 33.50. February live cattle, 226.95, up 27. I'm Don Molino on the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.